It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli, and this is your daily sports dump for today, Thursday, January 30th, the year 2020. You have to say the whole year. And I am joined by my wife, Molly Erdman.
Hello.
Molly, I heard an advertisement for a husband-wife kind of sports podcast that I don't know. I feel like that's what we should have. I mean, we do have, but I feel like theirs is being produced.
Breaking news.
Can we make this happen?
Yeah, go for it.
Doing it. All right. Anyone who can help out listening, please call us, message us. So this is our Super Bowl special.
Yes.
And it's going to be a catch-all because we're having a Super Bowl party.
Sort of.
Of sorts. It's kind of tied in with a birthday party.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. My sister-in-law's birthday party.
Yeah.
And
my sister.
Your sister. That's yeah.
They're the same person.
They are. Yeah. But my other sister-in-law will be there as well.
Oh.
But again, I've said this before. There are two different kinds of sister-in-laws in terms of, and I've had my tussles with both.
Yeah.
When you have a tussle with your wife's sister, that's a little more impactful, though. Because if you have a tussle with your brother's wife, he's not going to ride you that hard about it.
Yeah.
But your wife's sister, if it's that, you might end up dealing with the ramifications a little bit longer.
Right.
Although, I've suffered long,
yeah, I feel
long,
like you and Mike
long
have gone
bouts.
On
yeah.
non-speaking
yeah.
terms.
For well beyond Megan and I, his wife.
Yes.
Like, she never really gets caught up in that. Although she can be mad, too, but whatever. I've made probably everyone I know mad. Would you say that?
Probably.
Not everyone.
Oh.
I'm thinking a few people who I haven't known that long.
Yeah, not everyone you know.
I don't know if I ever made Gareth mad. Maybe that's why I like Gareth so much. Because I've never made him mad. No, I've made him mad online, trolling him. Never mind.
Yeah.
With the internet, it's easier for
you
me to make people
any.
Mad. Yeah. So let's skip that. So before we talk about the Super Bowl, let's talk about a couple other fun stories. Okay.
Do you still put polls up on Twitter ever?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Lebatard Show does that all the time.
I know.
It's their thing.
Just looking for some input about what to make for the Super
Bowl.
Oh,
okay. We'll put one up.
Okay.
We'll put one up. And maybe tomorrow we'll have, I'm going to try to record our daughter's Super Bowl pick tonight for tomorrow's episode.
Yes, that's a good idea.
But before that, of course, this week, and it really the Super Bowl, if you're looking at media coverage overall, not just the sports dump, has been kind of overshadowed, obviously, by the obvious tragedy. Something I've already discovered, though, for the first time in years, so Nooch, who is often a co-host of this show, and I, we recorded a different podcast today, and then we went to go play basketball, which I haven't done in years. And the potential for a Pete Maravich-style heart episode was probably about 4%. That's not that high.
I know what percent means.
Great. Anyway, we get there, and there's one other guy, which is good, because ultimately, if it's one-on-one, there's no break.
Right.
You're playing when you're so this guy's shooting hoops and he's younger than us, obviously. He looks like he's maybe 20s.
Oh God.
Shorter than either of us. Just shooting hoops. And so there's only one basket there. And we're like, hey, you want to play a game of 21? And he goes, why don't we play 24 for Kobe? So the game of 21 traditionally there's three people, but everyone is playing on their own. So you score a basket, and then you get to shoot free throws up to three if you make them all.
Okay.
You can make three-pointers, which are worth three.
Oh, really?
You can make two-pointers, the regular baskets, and then these free throws. So if you make a three-pointer and then all three free throws, you get the ball back at six.
Wow.
You do that four times, and it's a Kobe.
Nice.
Which probably Kobe would have done. Not probably. Any NBA player playing against all three of us would just go.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Anyway, none of us were that. So, and then if you miss the total, you have to hit it exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at 19 or if you're at 20 and you miss your free throw, now there's no way for you to get.
Oh.
So you go back down to 11 usually. For Kobe, you go down to 8.
Okay.
And that also fits the Mamba mentality, which is to play extra, to play more. So it's stretching the game of 24 or of 21 up to 24. You're playing more. And if you, you're penalized more if you miss the thing. You go down to 8 instead of going down to 11.
Wow.
Again, that's Mamba mentality.
What is Mamba mentality?
Well, here's something about Kobe Bryant.
Is there some kind of treatise I can read on
this? Kobe Bryant gave himself the nickname Black Mamba.
Yeah.
Usually players don't give themselves the nickname. Now, it just so turns out, if you're a top 10 all-time player living in one of the biggest media centers of the world, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
And he did. And he was, you know, that became his nickname. So Mamba mentality is kind of him defining the way he played, which is to say, win at all costs, be brutally honest with teammates, you know. Sometimes people would say, and I don't think he would have said this, but people would say it's like, eschew your teammates if you feel like it's necessary. Now, Jordan could be blamed for the, you know, accused of the same thing. Although Jordan had a couple of very famous passes, one to John Paxson, one to Steve Kerr, which won championships or big games, you know, where he passed it up and tossed it to the the guy whose only job is making outside shots, essentially. But and Kobe has some big passes in his career as well, to Shaq usually. But he kind of made up his own philosophy and defined how he played and tried to, you know, if people trained with him or whatever, he would talk about that, I guess. You
got
know?
It.
It's kind of a me against the world, if need be.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the guy won his championships. He got 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like Magic. I think he won 5, lost 3 or 2. Magic won 5, lost 3. Jordan won 6.
Okay.
Lost 0.
Okay.
Okay. LeBron, I think, has lost like...
Please, no more.
Okay. So, yeah, because we're here talking about the Super Bowl. So that was just an interesting thing. I wonder if the game of 21 in America is going to become, no, let's play at Kobe.
Yeah.
You play to 24 and you go down to 8 if you don't hit the title.
I don't know.
The total.
You got to get it going.
I think this guy, Max, is the one who introduced it to us. So
okay, well, Max, if you're listening, get it going.
Yeah, I should have told Max that we'd be breaking this out.
Yeah, you should have just brought him back here to do your podcast.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one thing to play hoops with a guy in the court. You don't bring him back to your house.
Okay.
Although Nooch has been here.
Yeah.
And actually, if you were to look at the two guys, you'd probably have chosen the other one.
Yeah.
So Kobe, his, you know, there will be greater impact, obviously, felt about it. But already, the game of 21, which had been a thing, and it again, it's one of those weird number things where it just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He would have said to play extra. You just stretch it 3 points either way, 24 and 8. This two numbers thing, it's pretty interesting. I wonder if there's numerology and all that. Also,
well, 8 is a third of 24.
It certainly is.
So there's that.
There is that. There's those kind of numbers. And 42, of course, we know is the meaning of life in, in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is the answer to the what does it all mean. And that's also Jackie Robinson's number.
That's what number. I was going to say. But that's how it always is. You always go literature first. I always go sports first.
That's true. It's the way we are. That's why this is the podcast it is. So let's get into the Super Bowl.
Great.
You know the two teams, of course.
I do. I don't know where they're playing.
Miami.
Ah.
Where the Levitard show, which I reference because I listen to it all the time, they are there. They are down there. It's usually the best week of that show, but now they're split up because they're on Radio Row half and half in the studio. And usually they eschew sports at any, and that's what makes it good. But they're getting sucked in a little bit. It's still good listening. But listen to us first. Anyway, point is it's in Miami and they're all mad because all the ESPN people are down in their small studios. Mm. That's why Tony was at the pool down there.
Right.
Tony Kornheiser, who Molly and I refer to as Tony.
Yeah.
We've asked him over. He hasn't come. Wilbon, also, we can invite.
Okay.
Are you all right with that?
It's fine.
Okay. Would you, if Wilbon came over, would you be like, Wilbon, nobody likes not knowing something more than you.
Maybe. If we had some drinks, I probably would.
Oh, that'd be great. And he'd be like, Molly! That was a bad impression. So do you have a rooting interest? You were born in San Francisco.
I was. But I feel no allegiance.
You've eaten more Kansas City barbecue.
And I've probably actually been to Kansas City more.
Did you ever go to an improv festival there?
No.
Oh. Sonic.
Sonic, we shot a lot in Kansas City. I might have a slight, you know what? I am rooting for Kansas City. And
here we go.
And here's how I know why. Is we were watching last night, who was it? What's that guy, the bald
Patrick
guy's name?
Tony
Scott Van Pelt?
Yes.
Talking to that woman.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I don't know the woman's name, but I don't. And she was talking about, but I was paying attention because, and I hate to say this, but A, I didn't know who she was.
Yes.
And I do
I don't know who she is.
I do
at this
pay
point.
Attention to female sports journalists more because I'm just fascinated by them.
Yeah.
And I
You're
love,
on your way to becoming one.
I love hearing their expertise. It, like, it's fascinating to me because I was just not, I assume that they all grew up big into sports and whatever. Anyway,
to a degree, most of them did. Yes.
I'm always just like really fascinated by it. And especially when there's like a conversation between not only a male sports journalist or whatever you want to call him, but like someone like Scott Van Pelt, who's like a pillar of that
yes.
network.
Yes.
And I just like hearing the conversation between them because it's not like, I hate even calling this out as being noticeable, but like, there's no, if you saw a transcript of it, you wouldn't be like,
no.
Well, that's a woman talking.
It's the same thing that, and they're a little bit behind the news, at
yes.
least liberal news, in terms of the mix. And this is, and here's
a little bit, but boy, over the past 5, 6, 7 years, it's really changed.
And it's
because
gone.
I feel like before you could name all the women.
Exactly.
And now it's like, who's this?
Yes.
Anyway, but let me just finish this.
Sure.
And then, so he was asking her for her pick, and she was sort of giving a both sides
yes.
answer. And then he was like, come on, pick one. And she said San Francisco. And I remember being like disappointed
right.
that she didn't pick Kansas
City.
And I think it's because they haven't been to the Super Bowl in so long.
True.
And whatever. And to me, that's always a like.
Absolutely.
Rooting
They've got,
interest.
Yes. It's been much longer. And San Francisco has basically is one of the NFL's most successful franchises
yeah.
in terms of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a while for that, but they've had a couple different runs.
And that city in general, they got plenty of. Although Kansas City won the World Series not that long ago, right?
But they've yeah. won less. You have the Giants having won 3 World Series recently.
Yeah.
The Warriors have been.
Right. I
they
about
don't need.
Them.
Yes, they're doing great. And real estate prices are so high that things must be going well there.
Oh, God.
Right? Yeah. Now, we can keep talking. I was just doing some technical work here.
Yeah.
So, you are rooting,
so
for,
rooting
Kansas
for Kansas City.
And I like your reasoning.
Yeah.
I'm also rooting for Kansas City. There are a few reasons for it. One, I think I do have a Midwestern kind of bent because, and a lot of Nebraska fans are Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Okay.
And they both have red uniforms. So does San Francisco, yeah. which has two of the most famous Nebraska alums in their historical annals of 49er winning.
Yeah.
A couple Nebraska guys were integral in that. But the 49ers played the Giants for years and years, mm. who were my team, and won some, lost some. So,
but you see them as a rival.
A rival,
yeah.
yes. The same way with the Cowboys, generally.
You know, it'll be interesting asking our daughter to do these picks because neither of them is an animal.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And that's going to be, she may ask some information on all that.
I explained the 49ers, or I tried
yes.
to.
And she knows you were born there, which may have her lean that way. She will have a reason for it.
Yeah.
I was also thinking of just having her do a bunch of picks of teams that aren't playing just to see what she says based on the matchups.
Oh,
she has
I
no
like
idea,
it.
Really,
yeah.
but we'll see how that goes for tomorrow. She may not do it at all, unfortunately.
Very true. Should we have her do squares? Are we going to do squares?
There's
Should
not enough people squares? For
okay.
squares,
if
unfortunately.
The kids all do it.
That's true. How many kids are there going to be?
Three
kids and how many adults? Like six?
Not enough.
Nine? Then that's like 11 squares a person. That's right on the border.
Yeah.
You need like 12.
Forget it.
Okay. We will forget it. I already have. So we're both rooting for the Chiefs. So there's no rivalry there. That's good.
You seem disappointed.
No, it's good. No, and I don't.
You had the same look on your face like if we were both going to order the same thing at a restaurant.
Wow. You know what? I think that's a good parallel because both are meaningless ultimately.
Wow.
No, I mean, like, why should I really be angry if you want the same thing as me?
Well,
we eat the same thing at dinner all the time.
I know, but when you go to a restaurant, you want to like.
We do have a way of doing things, yeah. And it is to break that tradition would be very, very rude. So you're right, and I just didn't want you rooting for. I at first I thought, yeah, it'd be better for rooting for different teams, but I bet you someone else will be rooting for San Francisco.
Okay.
Maybe Anthony. I hope it's my nephew.
Why?
Because he's very competitive, and I like being competitive against him.
No, but why do you think he might root for them?
Because they have more winning in their background.
Oh, yeah.
Although Patrick Mahomes is a more exciting player.
Yeah.
And there is one confirmed Trumper on San Francisco also. So.
Who?
Joey Bosa.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's San Francisco's quarterback?
Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay. Jimmy G.
Janine Garoppolo.
Yes. He's got those movie star good looks.
That could mean anything.
Well, he's a kind of,
you know. Like Steve Buscemi?
Now, Steve Buscemi has movie star looks. He doesn't have movie star good looks. There's a difference. This guy's like Oscar Isaac with a short haircut.
Who's Oscar Isaac?
Isn't he the guy in the Star Wars movies who plays Poe Dameron, the pilot?
Do you know what's so funny? Probably, but like the Star Wars franchise.
Yes.
Other than people who've already been known quantities.
Yes.
Like, I never know who the actors' names are.
Right, right. Well, and yes, it's true. And nobody really comes out of those. Well, at least who knows from these movies? Because they were in a short period of time. And Daisy Ridley is in, isn't that her name?
Yes.
She's in a lot of stuff.
Is she?
Yeah, she was in that. I think she was in that, like, train. Maybe she's in the Knives Out thing.
Really?
Or she was in that train mystery. Was it just a straight Agatha Christie?
Oh, I don't know.
Did they do the Murder on the Orient Express? She might have been in that.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
But maybe that's not a big thing. You've pointed out she does a lot of chin acting.
She does, just like, who's that other British woman who does a lot of period stuff?
No, what do you mean by that? Like Dana and Julia?
No.
Oh.
Like different periods in time?
Ah, time period.
Gosh, what's her name? It'll come to me. Keep going. It may not come to me.
Lady.
Oh, I just had it. And I lost it.
Lady, is it like a...
No, let's just keep talking.
Okay. Is it the woman who plays Doctor Who?
No.
I had no idea why I just said her. We got off track there. So the game's going to be a little later. We're having a party.
We're having people over.
You're right. It's not... it is a birthday party.
It is.
It's not a Super Bowl party. That's what it is.
Well, that's where we really add another element because Valerie wants it to be cat-themed.
A cat-themed Super Bowl birthday party?
Yeah.
That's so many things. That's a lot. And neither of the teams are cats. If it was like the Panthers and the Bengals,
well, no,
it'd be
it's
great.
It's better because now we're not taking a side. But this morning, Valerie said she wanted to go to party. So our daughter, she picked the theme for my sister, her aunt's birthday party. And she wanted cats. And she said, we should go to Party City. And I said, I don't want to buy anything. I just want to make decorations. So she wants to go through all of her Ranger Rick magazines and cut out pictures of cats and things cats like.
Oh, I like this. Ah. It's a project.
Yeah, it is.
Just get her up on the table there and the kitchen table, throw those magazines out there, and it'll be all done.
Oh, no, you know what? That's not what she said. That's what I thought she was going to say. She wanted to look. Sometimes there are art projects.
Boy, that was a really wordy thing you thought she was going
to
say.
Well, that made sense to me.
Sure.
And then she said that she actually wanted to do some of the art projects that are in those magazines. And then I suggested
cutting
out pictures of cats.
I thought she was going to want to do a word collage of the word cats or something. Who knows?
Word cloud.
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
What is it?
Oh, I don't know if they're as big of a thing anymore. You've seen them.
Were they a big thing at any time?
Kind of.
Oh, yes.
Where it's like on a website, like the words that get used the most or something are the biggest.
I know what it is now.
Stuff.
It's
a
cloud with words in it.
Yeah.
Okay, word cloud.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Word cloud.
Huh. Okay, we're on the same page now. So, do you know who the halftime show is? I think it's J-Lo and Shakira.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be, I think, really Miami Latin-based. I think Pitbull might make an appearance.
Oh, boy.
Maybe Miami Sound Machine?
I wish.
It could happen. I mean, in a medley, you got to break into, come on, everybody, let me hear that conga.
That would be.
That's all you'd have to do, really.
Yeah.
Dun, dun.
She just ends it.
You could just go, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, hey, oh, hey.
Oh, boy. We're going to do our version of it. Maybe we'll do a halftime show that we'll send out of us doing that song.
Oh, wow.
But probably not. No. So what are some of the things we're having at our party?
Oh, well, it is a Super Bowl party / birthday party. So
there will be a cake.
There will be a cake. I don't know. I'm probably just going to buy one at the store.
Okay. And that's okay because your family is big on store cake.
We do like store-bought cake. Now, I was toying with getting a... It is my sister's 40th birthday.
So you're going to get 40 cakes.
But I thought about doing a Susie cakes, which are delicious, but they're very expensive.
It is her 40th birthday.
Yeah, I know, but
yeah,
that's a lot. So we'll have some...
I hope she's not a listener.
I would say this to her face.
That's true.
We're going to have, you know, your classic cheese and chips and dips and
cheese
things like
and
that.
Chips
we're
and
making
dips.
Buffalo cauliflower.
Oh, yes.
Bauliflower.
Bauliflower is a different thing.
And then the two main dishes I'm thinking
Buffalo
about.
Buffalo mauliflower.
Yeah. Are chili, which I almost will certainly do.
Yeah.
Vegetarian chili because of the vegetarians.
But honestly, vegetarian chili has come far enough that
I don't need to put any meat
no.
in it.
And we had plenty of meat. We'll talk about that maybe in a minute.
And then I was trying to think of something my sister would really like, and she does like chili, but what she loves are Tex-Mex style sour cream chicken enchiladas.
Green sauce or Christmas?
I don't know what her preference
Christmas.
Is. Christmas. In Texas, it's more red.
New Mexico's green.
Yeah, or both. So I make sort of casserole style enchiladas. I stack them rather than roll them. So I was thinking about doing that, and then part of the issue was having vegetarians. Like I want to use chicken, and then make a second batch that's all cheese. And Joe has said, you know what? They're for your sister. Just make
just
what
do the
she
chicken.
Wants.
And why don't you do them? Would it be less work to just do them the rolled way?
No, I think that's more work.
Oh, okay.
Because those tortillas are
they don't
very
really,
fragile.
Yeah, if you don't have homemade tortillas, you're not getting it done.
Yeah.
Talking to the mic.
I am.
Okay, maybe I got you turned down for some reason.
That's
what it
that's
is.
That's basically it.
Okay, and I'm going to make some blue cheese dip.
Yeah, for both Ruffles, the official chip of
absolutely.
Blue cheese dip, and for the buffalo cauliflower.
That's right, it's a double dipper.
Yeah.
And that's just a real simple recipe, folks, for some nice crumbled blue cheese. I like the old, some kind of river blue Wisconsin variety. It's real good. Smoky, tasty.
Smoky.
A little bit of pepper. Maybe just a little shake of hot sauce. Although with the buffalo things, I don't think I'll need it. I'll just do the pepper
and the cheese.
Have you ever
thought of putting, speaking of smoky, some smoked paprika in your blue cheese dip?
Whew, never did.
Could be good.
Boy, I might try a little side dish of that and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's all we're having? Oh, the enchiladas, the chili.
I mean, we'll have a bunch of snacks and shit.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, sorry.
This is a children's podcast.
We'll probably have, because Saturday night we're having some friends over for dinner, one of whom can't eat gluten, so I'm going to try to make a flourless chocolate cake.
Oh.
And my guess is we'll have some of that left.
Yes. Because you're making 40 of them.
Cakes.
Strangely.
40 full-size cakes.
Not for your sister, but for this party you are.
Yeah.
It's not a party. It's a dinner party.
Yeah, it's a dinner party, yeah.
So we're having parties, but none of them are like real parties.
Right.
What? So does it count as, is it more of a birthday party or a Super Bowl party?
It's both.
And then that's a party. If you're having two parties there.
All right.
Listeners are not invited, just for the record. Unless the listeners are already invited,
right.
Which is probably half of our listeners. Yeah. Okay, that's good. And folks, I'll just tell you, I know I mentioned this earlier, but I think our episode on Monday that you and I did after Kobe, if you're still, you know, struggling or questions and everything, I thought it was a nice job of giving a perspective of a person who is not a Lakers fan, but knows more about Kobe's sports than most Laker fans. And no
most
offense,
Laker
fans. A lot of Kobe fans are just like, Kobe. And then you're like, tell me something. And you're a person who just knew him as a celebrity and whatever.
Yes.
You knew he was an athlete in context of that and stuff and watched him in that way. But there's some good perspectives on that. We got some good feedback on that, which is
nice.
Unlike nearly any other episode we do. So I thought I'd mention it again. And as I said, tomorrow we'll have the official pick from a kid who was six. She's still six? Yeah. And that'll be exciting if you're looking to gamble some money on the game.
Oh, yeah. Gamble.
Because that's
that
the best
money.
Way, you know, if you're going
to
gamble, make it as random. Make it as random as possible because they've already done that. Oh, the wind is blowing quite, almost knocked over a cup of water here in our studio.
Very exciting.
Which serves also as our apartment. I should say it the other way around because this paints a picture of us having a studio that we all live in. Which
feels
is,
that way.
No. This would be a huge studio.
Okay.
All right. So that was our Super Bowl episode. Oh, I did have one more story that I just wanted to mention because it deserves mentioning. Attorneys say Saints helped shape list of clergy accused of sexual abuse for archdiocese. Now, when it's Saints, they're talking about the New Orleans Saints, not the, like, Saints of the Catholic Church.
Wait, what?
This is a football story. The team helped the Archdiocese of New Orleans put out a list of pedophile priests, and they trimmed the list down because they made the determination of which were credible witnesses and everything.
The team?
The team's attorneys, yeah, and their public relations.
Oh, the team's attorneys.
Not
this wasn't
like
a list
team.
Passed around in the locker
room.
No,
the locker room. I don't think the players had anything to do with it. That's true. I think it was the ownership, though, which is the Benson family. I think they're big conservatives, obviously big Catholics. And the team is named the Saints, after all.
Right.
And like probably a lot of Saints, there's a little more covering up than we might be. I don't know about Saints, actually, but who knows? Who knows? I'm sure plenty of popes.
I think there's a rigorous vetting process for saints. Sainthood, don't you think?
Well, what's the vetting process for popes? There's been a lot of popes who did horrible crap.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I try not to dabble in Catholicism at any point.
It's true. It's not something you want to really dabble in.
I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, that's a more likely scenario. I just thought I'd put that out there because, you know, on Super Bowl week, stuff like this sometimes gets buried, but I guess it is ironic that the team is called the Saints.
Or fitting.
Yes, indeed. All right. Always good to end on a clergy abuse story. And so we'll do that today. Happy Super Bowl. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.